Hello, my name is Valia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
I'm calling to find a vaccine site for my father-in-law.
Yes, sir. I can provide you with a telephone number and you can call it and they can further assist you in getting pre-registered to receive his COVID-19 vaccine. Are you ready for it?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, 1-855-566-5333. Sir, again, that telephone number is...
I've already called, yeah, I spoke to them on the phone. They weren't very helpful. She just said she didn't know what to tell him, and you can find it online, and there was a thing going on this week. But he's a truck driver. He's 69 years old. He's only in town for 4 days every 15 days, and it's hard to just... do the email because then they randomly assign you a date. It doesn't match his schedule and he can't get off work. So I don't know how to find him an appointment while he's here on his 4 days. And really needs it. He's, you know, he's elderly and he's driving a truck all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I don't
what you could do. Yes, sir. You could try Walmart pharmacy. You could also try CVS. And he could also try Walgreens. And maybe they could get him in
so
during the time frame that he's off.
Now?
Yes, sir, they are. At least I know they are in Montgomery County. A lot of the Walmarts, Walgreens, and CVS have yet to receive the vaccine, but then some have. I don't know what county you're in, so I don't know.
He's in Baldwin County, but he's in Baymanette, but that could be Mobile County too. So he could go to either of those, Mobile, Baldwin, Fairhope.
I was just about to tell
Baymanette.
You. Hold on for 1 second. Let me pull this up because they have a vaccination schedule actually.
Yeah, I was looking on the thing, but it said it's for the I guess for today, but it doesn't say any other dates they're going to do.
Hold
it.
On, I'm gonna give you the other dates.
Okay. Oh, great, thank you.
Hold on, because I found them the other day. I should have wrote them down.
I bet you guys have a ton of information.
Yes,
to go
sir. Oh man, hold on. I just saw these dates like 2 or 3 days ago. I did. I should have wrote them down. Hold on for 1 second.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's like they're gone.
That actually doesn't surprise me because I've been trying to find information and it's kind of like magic.
It
doesn't exist.
Let me type it in another way of vaccine schedule. Okay, I found them. I'm looking at dates February the 23rd. February the 25th, March the 2nd, March the 4th. It says eligible groups, and he would be eligible because it says ages 65 and older. So he would be eligible.
Yeah, he's actually going to be in town the 27, 28, 1st, and 2nd, so the 2nd would work.
If he's going to go, I would advise him to get there probably about 1 hour to 2 hours early. The drive that they had yesterday and today, they ran out of the first dosages, but they had plenty of the second dosages. So if he going on those dates, I would advise him to get there like super early if he could, like I said, at all possibly, probably at least an hour to 2 hours early if he want to receive it. That way he'll have a chance at getting it and he won't go for nothing.
Gotcha. What time do they normally open those things?
About 7 or 8. I want to say they start at 8 and they go to 3. It's from 8 to 3.
He wouldn't have a problem getting up early. He'd be there at 4 if you told him to.
Yes. But just give him those days, and maybe he could try to squeeze in one of those. But if not, check with Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens there in Baldwin County, or Mobile, and maybe one of those facilities may already have the vaccine in and administering it.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Elay, I have one more question for you, and it is if I was to go to like the USA Medical Center has an online registration and it says it will assign you a date, you fill out all the information, it says submit. Is there another page where it lets you kind of get dialed into dates, or is it just absolutely will assign you a date when they come up, that's it, no choice about it?
I don't know how that one works. No, sir, I don't. I don't know how that one works. Yes, sir.
Well,
I'm
sorry. I could try that, but I don't want to, like, register him for a date he can't do and then take somebody off the list.
Right. You know? I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah, yes, all right. Sir. Well, I'll try this. You gave me a bunch of good stuff. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
You too. Take care.
Yes, sir. Right. Bye-bye.